I must first of all imbibe the spirit of staying here. Huh? I must first of all imbibe the spirit. No?
You have already. Otherwise, how you are coming?
I don't know. I have got some...
You don't pay you
I feel
fees.
Some sort of attachment to you. That
you
is
don't
all
pay you any fees.
No.
But why you come here?
That I don't know. I don't know.
What do you charge when you go outside?
I charge by night 100 rupees.
Huh?
And day 60, 50, 60 rupees. Not much. Yeah, I don't charge much here. Bombay people charge double than me. You mean you want to charge me?
No.
Hare Krishna.
No, I mean to say you are a professional man, you charge, but why do you come here free?
I don't understand why I am attracted to you. Especially. I don't understand. I very much thinking, I've been thinking about it. There must be some Purva Janma. We may be relatives, I don't know. No sadhu has been able to attack me as much as you have.
There has no...
Not even temples have attracted me, to tell the truth.
There is no sadhu except that.
Hare Krishna. Dr. Kartik Chand Bose, he was a very big man. I was under him, manager of Bose's laboratory. So, from the very beginning, my father was paying him 2 rupees fees. But when he became very big, still my father was paying 2 rupees. He was frank. So he refused to take. No, you must be paid something. So he used to accept that 2 rupees.
In those days were a lot of money.
Yes, 2 rupees, nowadays 40 rupees at least.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
20 times. Just like ghee, you can... Ghee or gold.
Yes, gold.
Yes, gold standard.
Very, very.
So in our childhood, I've seen my mother used to purchase gold for ornament, 20 rupees.
18, 20 rupees.
Now it's 600, see?
No, 700.
600. 35 times.
When I was married, gold was at 19 rupees and 50 paise.
No.
In 1930.
19 rupees?
19 rupees and a half.
Per tola. No.
In 1930.
No.
Then sovereign it was cost.
1930, yes.
Huh? Sovereign cost rupees 18.
Yes,
rupees.
Because...
Sovereign was 14 rupees.
14, yeah.
In our marriage, 1918...
It was more, because the First World War. Then it slumped down, and the lowest was in 1930. Then it rose. Then in 1935, it was 30 rupees. Mm. And in 1940, it was 38. And 1950 it was 50 rupees. And 1956 we bought at the rate of 56 rupees.
In
I still remember, right? Because we have been buying gold every year.
1959 or 60, this price is 96 rupees.
Then suddenly it rose.
Yes.
Now, because the Americans are buying gold, the gold standard has been left out. they can corner the gold of the whole world. But I have heard that the Russians have got some gold mountains on the surface. Take out the gold very easily from that. Then you have to dig up deep down.
No, in South Africa there is gold.
Yes.
In the city there are so many gold mines. In South Africa.
Yes, South Africa is today supplying the more than half of the world gold. Mm-hmm. Our mines are getting exhausted in Kohler and all this. My sisters. America, they have not been able to search out gold anywhere. Perhaps in South America they may be having some gold mines, but they have not made any survey. But the Russians, they say they have got very huge mountains of gold on the surface.
The Sumeru is made of gold, Sri Prabhupada?
There.
How, where is that located?
In your mind.
No. Where is the sun located? No.
Sun?
Yes.
93 million.
No, sun. Where is it located now?
Oh, it's out of my sight.
No, you cannot see.
Sumer, we cannot see. I mean, it's not on the earth.
You can. But you have no eyes.
Nandaravasu Maharaj. Yamne bhi, I call him also Maharaj. He's a Brahmin.
Brahma Bandhu.
I don't know whether you are a Bandhu or yourself, but well, I call you Maharaj.
In South America, one man went up the Amazon River and he found a place where he could pick gold nuggets up out of the water.
Gold nuggets are there in the river, soon in Africa.
Gold?
Gold nuggets. Because gold never get, oxidized. It's always in pure state. So nuggets, they are available in big rivers, even in Africa. Because when they come to the mountains, you know, the nuggets are there.
There is one river in India, Subarnarekha. In between Odisha and Bengal.
The sand is up there.
Yes, there you can golden. Find gold.
The city of Johannesburg is built on the gold reef. The reef of gold.
That's it.
There's so much gold there, and to dig it up, they will have to break the city streets.
They have a lot of gold, yes.
They've deliberately built the city on top of the gold.
That South Africa is in the belt of Brazil, more or less. And Brazil is a very difficult, place to search about this thing, because they're all jungle, no? Brazil in the south of Brazil.
Russians do not utilize the gold.
They see gold has got no value. So far as value, because it is a tempting metal. Otherwise, what use it can be made of? So far as the samsara is concerned, iron is more important than gold, to tell the truth.
So let them
from
exchange.
The utility point of view.
Let them exchange. We give them iron.
They don't want to. they may use it at some future date.
Therefore, they're rascals.
Karl Marx, Hegel, Engel, all these fellows were more materialists. All those three philosophers. And the philosophy of Karl Marx is the abstract materialism.
Now, one book has been published in Russia, an appreciation of Nehru. All the people.
He was a Marxist. You see, he went in 1912 to Moscow before the revolution to meet all those fellows.
This book is stories of different Russian scientists and politicians, philosophers, giving their appreciation of how they knew Nehru and
just to classify
flattering.
Indira Gandhi.
Yeah. Flattering.
So they've just presented this book.
Some Swamid Bara House to cry.
Yeah.
How they smuggled away the secret of atoms smashing from America, these Russians. They smuggled away the secret of atom bomb from America.
The Germans?
No, Russians smuggled away. No. Germans came to America thinking that...
from the Germans.
Yes, sir, but it is said that the German scientists ran away to America because they were afraid of Hitler. If Hitler gets the secret of atom, he would bomb out the whole world.
No, Hitler knew it.
No, they were not able to be successful to send,
he knew it, everything, but he did not like to do it. He said, you are gentlemen, but these people are not gentlemen. He knew it perfectly well. He said that I can smash the whole world, but I do not use that way. The Germans already discovered. But out of humanity, they did not use it. And all the, your America and other countries, they have stolen from German.
I think, sir, German scientists ran away during the wartime to America.
Yes, some of them went to Russia, some of them, Hare Krishna, to America.
The German scientists, they went to America, but the plans for these things were left in Germany, and the Russians came.
Yeah.
The Russians got the plans.
Oh, yes.
The Americans got the scientists.
I see. So the Russians, scientists produced from the plant the bomb.
That's why the Americans got it first, because they had
but
the
But that
scientists.
Man got caught from America, giving away secret to the Russians, and he was, yes, and then he was elected dead, no? The science does not belong to a single race or a nation.
More scientists were there in Germany.
They say the Germany could produce more scientists because they had all our Vedas and all secret ancient books with them. The Sanskrit literature.
That is also fact.
And one Shankaracharya, I don't know which, who was a professor in one of the colleges of Madras, he went and met Professor Einstein and talked about, and then he gave out one slok of two lines, which actually depicted how atoms could be smashed. That is in our sciences.
Yes.
Yes,
it's a fact.
Yes, it's a fact. Yo, Maharaj, tame to nanu bharat chho, tamare ekdam koi baat asvi nahi.
Long ago, there was one Mr. Bhaduri in Benaras. He was a great astrologer. So he told me that from Benaras, the Germans have taken three books. One is Akash Patol, one is Kapod Bahi, and is Kapod Bahi. Kapod Bahi is aeroplane.
Okay.
Kha means Akash. And there is another science, Kapod Bahi, to carry man by the pigeons. That is not yet displayed. Kapod Bahi.
That's the next.
And there is another Akash Patrol. Any, even your chairs, you sit down by mantra, it will work.
We have in Mahabharata Bhim threw away those elephants and roving in the sky. And when Parikshit thought, how could it be? Then the dead elephants came down. This is in the story. That means they were roving about just like Sputniks of today, perhaps. I don't know how you must
three
have
books
put
they
them
have
where
gotten.
In
They paid some 8 lakhs of that Mr. Bhaduri told me. Hare Krishna.
That means this civilization must have felt the pangs of the modern sciences and then they must have lost it. No?
Yeah. Not lost, it is there. You don't take it, they say. But it's there, one who can read.
Tamne besjo aavu chu, ha? To ther jain aavis. આ બેસો ને આજે રજા છે
જય જય ગુડ બોય
They couldn't chant those mantras though, could they?
Huh?
If they tried, even if they tried, they wouldn't be able to chant the mantras.
Why? Nobody taught them. You are chanting. How you are chanting? Nobody taught them. That is it.
Why the Germans are good Sanskrit scholars?
Yes, they.
Why?
Because they had very good tendency for learning Sanskrit to know so many things. That was their research. They knew it that in Sanskrit language there are so many wonderful things.
Now, sir, they say that in American universities also, many universities have started teaching Sanskrit.
Yes, in every school, every college, every university, there is Sanskrit. Hare Krishna. Jai.
There was the real man who, I mean, he when he started studying Vedas, he realized that in Sanskrit language there is a huge literature of very great importance. And he spread the things in this thing in Germany. No, he was staying in England.
International scholars meeting, these diacritic marks were discovered for studying Sanskrit. The diacritic marks which he used, that is international agreement of Sanskrit scholars.
Yes, yes. Those marks.
Yeah.
A and A and U and I'm yeah. Lion and this verse. Yes, that is that is international. I mean, nobody can say that. They have done it long back, sir. Yeah. I think Max Muller's time.
Yeah.
And there are so many scholars, even
Professor,
in Paris, in Germany.
Professor Rowe and in Webb.
Italy.
They were professor in Presidency College when we are school children. They admitted Sanskrit is the mother of all languages.
In fact, Persian is the first letter of Sanskrit. It looks like that. When you study Persian, so many words, Sanskrit directly taken in Persian. The Russian language, I mean, so many words are there of Sanskrit.
Now, whole world will find Sanskrit. The first word, mother and father, that is Sanskrit.
Yes.
Matri and Pitri.
Everywhere it starts like that. All the languages.
You have to know from that knowledge. Jnana.
Yeah. Mother is mare and father is pear.
Pitru and Matru. There are so many.
This Padri. Baba. Little.
Matru. Brother.
Padre in Spanish, father is Padre.
I mean, sir, not Sanskrit. Latin. Latin and Sanskrit are more or less common. They have got those Sapta Vibhaktis in Latin also.
And this Christ has come from Krishna.
Christ.
Krishna.
Sir.
Yes.
The cow from cow. I mean, cow from cow. No? It is absolutely not. So very easy.
We are Christian and then Christian.
Christian.
That is similar.
Oh, nine cha.
Christian.
But Christ was really a Bhagavat. I mean, in a true sense.
Anyone who accepts God is Bhagavat.
Christ, sir, really taught absolutely Bhagavat Dham. If you read all his saying, all what, I mean, the New Testament and his sermon on Mount and all, it's absolutely Bhagavad. I have studied it very in great detail and compared the two myself. So Christ was the greatest Hindu, to tell the truth. But as those people in the Middle East were heathens and absolutely junglies, they crucified him. Had he been here, he would have been a big saint and avatar.
The recent history that he did not die. He came to Kashmir.
Came to Kashmir. There is a tomb in Kashmir. I have read some literature about it. The resurrection, they say that they smuggled him out of that cave. It is possible. When he was on the cross,
no,
he must have gone into a trance.
Even by yoga system.
He must have gone into a trance.
He lived by trance.
He was a great yogi. There is no doubt about it.
By trance.
Hmm. Then he on the cross, they say he started, "Father, don't forsake me." That is the time he went into trance, most probably. And he must have gone in trance when he say uttered the last word, "Father, don't forsake me." And then when he was brought down in the lap of his mother, and they took him in the cave, no? Under the guard of those Italian soldiers. Then there was a big hurricane or something like that. And they all ran away. And after that, he was smuggled away from that place. Christ has rebuilt his father's temple in true sense, the way he spread the Christianity. The churches have degenerated in his teaching, unfortunately. He's a church. That happens with this teaching. This race is very bold indeed. That God chooses race, these Jews, somehow or other.
Jews?
Really, it's a God's choices race. They have produced wonderful people, right from Christ up to Professor Einstein. Very bold people, very bold indeed. They are truthful to their conviction. They would die for the conviction, but they will not, budge an inch. Very brave race. You look to the history of those people, really very brave. Very brave. Yes, it is the choices race for God. It's a fact.
They crucified us.
Brahmananda is very much pleased.
I don't know who are they, but well, that is the fact. When you look back to the history, it's a real choices.
Iriraj is also from.
Well, whatever he may be, I don't know them or who are they, but historically we look back. They are really very brave people. They have died for the sake of their principle. Never budge an inch.
But they're impersonalists.
Impersonalism or personalism material. They are bold. I talk of boldness. Very bold people.
That's why they are
truthful to their conviction.
Truthful to their conviction, sir. That Shylock.
Yeah.
There are Shylocks everywhere. One Shylock does not mean a bad race. And that Shylock is the creation of that poet.
In Europe, the Jews are treated like that.
But are there no Shylocks in Hindu religion? All these Marwaris, who are they? They are Shylocks. And they give you a lot of money. And well, you make them sit first before us,
Hare Krishna.
Don't say that.
The richest in the world.
Maybe richer, because they are very, assiduous in, wherever they are assiduous. In collecting wealth also they are assiduous, in collecting, wisdom also they are assiduous, in knowledge also they are assiduous, and in preaching also. Look at the Christ. Look at the Christ. Against all odds, up to the end of his life, he remained one, truthful to his conviction.
Every young man is keeping big hair.
Keshadharanam.
Lavanam kesh. That is the symptom of this age. It is written in the Bhagavad. Lavanam keshadharanam.
Yes.
Vipratam sutram evahi. Vipratam sutram evahi. A man becomes Brahmin simply by the thread.
They keep on the thread for chavi. For keeping key there, so that it may not be lost.
And dampatya rati me vai. Husband and wife means sex. Dampatya rati me vai. These are everything.
The ideals were established so high that it was difficult for the common folk to reach that.
It is not for common folk. It is for the Rajarsis. Even Rajarsayavidhi, not for the lower class. Therefore, the whole population was trained how to become Rajarsis. Now the lower class, they are taking the place of Rajas. That is the division. Krishna says that this science is meant for the Rajas, among Rajas. He did not go to preach to the lower class.
That is why it became nashta.
Huh?
That is the yoga became nashta.
No, the system was nashta. Lower class, he became a student of Bhagavad Gita. That is, therefore it is nashta. Sakalena yoga nashta paranta. And anyone, any rascal is commenting on Bhagavad Gita. But it was meant for the Rajarshi.
Sir, I must have read at least, if not more, at least 20 commentaries on Bhagavad Gita.
Uh-huh.
But I found the best by Acharya Ramanujan and yours.
Yeah.
You are more parallel, more or less.
Yeah.
I read in English, but that was in Sanskrit. The Sanskrit in into
yes. Ramanujan just
wonderful.
Vedic quotation for
absolutely
each and every verse.
And his Sanskrit is very easy also, Ramanujan.
Among the Vaishnavas, he was the greatest acharya. And to kill the Mayavadis, he was the ablest person. Ramanuja. Still, in South India, the Mayavadis and the Ramanuja, they have talks, and the Mayavadis are defeated always.
These Acharya, they are all Ramanujacharya fellows, the Titi Krishnamachari and Rajgopalachari, and they are all these Vaishnavas of the Ramanujacharya fellows.
Yes. Acharya means Vaishnava. Ayyar, Ayyar. And Avaishnava, Nayyar.
Yes. Nayars are non-Hindus, non-Aryans. Then they all Nayars are black, charcoal black, because they are not Aryans. Aryans are the white.
In Madras there are many Brahmins.
Brahmins are Ayars. Then they are quite, even though they have settled in Madras for generations together, they are still having the color, hair.
Ayars, they are not Vaishnava, I think. Ayars?
Ayars.
Acharya is there, Vaishnava.
He is also Nayar.
Nayar.
He is Nayar, Mr. Menon.
No, Nayar is not Brahmin.
No, Brahmin. No, Brahmin. No.
Yeah.
You have to serve the Brahmins.
Don't serve them now, they are rascals.
No.
Really? हमने कल कल एक तो ब्राह्मण को आदमी मर गया था उसको मैंने क्रियाकर्म करने के लिए बुलाया 7:30 बजे का 10 बजे तक नहीं आया और 3 बार फोन किया उसको आ रहा हूँ फिर 10 बजे मैंने फोन किया बोलता मैं रास्ते में तबियत खराब हो गई क्या को पार्टी गरीब था इसके लिए ना नहीं आया ब्राह्मण का फर्ज है कल का बात बोलता हूँ
उसको बांध के लाना था ना
और हमने इसको कितना दफा उसको कम से कम हजारों रुपया उसको इनकम करा के दिया है
मदर डाइड देयर रिलेटिव्स नेवर केम टू लिफ्ट हर अप सो हिमसेल्फ ड्रैग्ड हर द डेड बॉडी आउट एंड बर्न्ड हर इन हिज जस्ट इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिज हाउस
A Brahmin says, because he is Shankar, Varna Shankar. Yes.
Who?
Shankaracharya.
Was he? No, no.
Yes.
Both
he was born when his mother was a widow. And she became pregnant by the priest. So, she was going to kill herself. Then her father restrained her, don't do it. You're in the womb, there is a big personality. So the Brahmin community did not like.
Oh, I see. That's why I didn't.
Therefore, it's called Shankaracharya.
Oh. Born Shankar.
Shiv Shankar would not be Shankar. Chamati Shiv Shankar is Born Shankar. Maharaj, tamari to buddhi bhrashta chhe. Maharaj, tamne ekkaro chesta hai karva pashe. Pila Maharaj ne kochu. Shankar is the name of
yeah.
Shankar. I don't think you say that
Shankar,
correctly.
Shankar is Bhagavan. But because he is Shankar, therefore he is not accepted as Bhagavan.
There it is.
Hare Krishna.
Shankar means mixed.
Yes. That is the explain that kheeram jatha dadhi vikara. Kheeram, milk, becomes dadhi vikara.
Dahi.
Dahi. So, dahi is nothing but milk. But you cannot call it milk.
But he was a Namudripat Brahmin. And I think his father was not a priest, but a regular man.
Your daughter?
Yes.
Sir, where is your son? अपना बच्चा को किधर छोड़ के आया? रोएगा ना?
अरे that was the case with this Gnaneshwar, Sant Gnaneshwar, that his father once became a sannyasi, and then he came back and had a grihastasram with his wife. Because he was ordered by his guru.
That is the case with Guru Vallabhacharya. He became sannyasi. Then anyway.
Vallabhacharya? The sannyasi cannot come
back.
Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya's whose bhojan is like that. So many of them. All these Brahmins, they think themselves to be, and some of them are even horrible people. Still they call them gurus.
That was formerly also Shukracharya. Acharya Vaishyamina. Shukra Acharya.
Acharya of Shukra.
We have got one Tunjat Tirthasan. Tirthasan means he is a lower class man. He has written the Ramayana in Malayalam. In Sanskrit it was translated. He was the son of a Nambudri. The Nambudri was crossing a river. Just when he came so late, the river he cannot cross because the boatman has already gone. So he said, there is an auspicious moment. If I get a son, he will be a wonderful chap. So he went and slept in somebody's veranda. He was not getting sleep, walking up and down. He asked, the lady of the house came back and told, oh, Nambudri only. So venerated asked, oh, at this auspicious moment, if I get a son, he will be a wonderful chap. So he got a son from that. And this man went away. After so many years, when he came, this boy, from his childhood, he went to the temple. And when he go there, he says, forest, kada, kada, he used to say. Because these Brahmins are narrating the Vedas in such a bad way, it is all forest only, it is all darkness. So the Nambudris knew it, they gave some malaria just after praying something, they gave some. The boy from that day stopped talking. Then this Nambudri came after so many years that way, he saw this boy dumb and found it. He understood it, then he gave another.
Yeah.
That was the story. Then he was to drink toddy.
It's a rogue.
That's
right. 80% of the Kashmiri Pramdis have turned into Islam Muslim.
Patel was subordinate to Nehru.
No. Patel, you see, for the sake of the country, he accepted the subordination. Otherwise, whole India, all provinces selected him as the Prime Minister. But because this man would have spoiled the whole thing, he said, I don't mind if my country is getting big. He had a greatness of vision and a big heart. These are all petty-hearted people.
Now in this hell, there is no Brahmin, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya, all children.
It's a very arrogant community.
Huh?
Very arrogant community.
Which?
The Kashmiri Brahmins, they had no guts to go against the Muslims there, but they showed their arrogance. They're fools, they are.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 16 years old. He defeated one great Kashmiri Pandit, Keshav Kashmir.
This is, I heard it.
Yeah. Digvijayi, when he came to Navadvip, Then he was defeated by a boy, Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit.
The ancient times, in Shankaracharya's times, Kashmir was...
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the evidence of his scholarship in the argument with Keshav Kashmiri and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Two places, he has proved himself the greatest scholar. Hare Krishna. Read that portion. Atmanamastam.
Yes, yes. I have just, day before yesterday, I am reading Bhagavad again. I am in the sixth adhyay. I am nearly finishing all the vrittanta of Narad Muni's previous birth and all this. Atmaram, yes. That sloka is repeated by so many Vaishnavas everywhere.
Mass for books? No.
I think it's a good idea, but we don't have permission yet from the government to do that.
Oh.
We can't do that as yet.
Your book?
Now we have to get permission for selling.
What?
These books?
I don't think there is any need of permission.
No, we give our promise.